Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, beginning to read verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ our life shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. This day we've had the opportunity to have a change of perspective for a little while. Very often our perspective is about what we are going through, what we are experiencing. And we've had an opportunity today to kind of put that aside for a moment and to consider the man who is ascended on high, the one who suffered, the one who died, who came to be where we were, to lift us up, to take us to where he is. In Ephesians, it tells us that we have been raised up and seated together in the heavenlies in Christ. And then to realize that that is where we are positionally. We are in Christ and we are risen with him. In Ephesians, it tells us that it was the amazing power of God, the power of God that raised the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he also raised you and I. Get to Colossians. The apostle says, if you then be risen with Christ. That is your position. That is our position. That our, we just closed on the last session, that we are indeed a heavenly people. We're connected to a heavenly man. And so the apostle says, if ye then be risen. And here the sense of the word if isn't conditional, meaning you may or you may not be, but it's the idea that since you have been, since you are risen with Christ, this is your position. And now he says, I want to orient and change your perspective so that you might really understand what the end game is going to be. He says, since you are then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. That's what we were doing today. We were looking at the things that are above, the things that the Lord Jesus Christ is presently engaged with in order that we might be encouraged in the midst of all the turmoil that we see in this world. It gives us a perspective because it tells us about God's program, God's purposes. His purpose is in the Lord Jesus, that he has centered all things, he's committed all things to him. He has raised them up by his glory, seated them at his right hand in glory. And he says, sit here until I make all things, make your enemies your footstool. He has committed all judgment to him. And so the desire of God is to take our affection. And in one translation, the word affection there is mind. And I've been constantly, you know, thinking about this matter of the mind. How much mind time? What do we spend our mind time on? What are we thinking about? For those of us, some of us who work in, you know, the cerebral realm and have to think a lot all during the day, by the end of the day, you're kind of like, I don't want to think about anything. But here, the Lord, by the Apostle Paul, encourages us to set our minds on things above. There's nothing like an adjustment. There's nothing like a perspective. If you have a computer, Google came out with this thing called Google Maps. And it's a fascinating thing because it lets you zoom in to see down to a street level map or zoom way, way out to take a satellite photo. And it's perspective. It says concerning the psalmist, he said, I looked at the evil and I saw how the wicked prospered. And he says, and I was discouraged. And then he says, then I went into the sanctuary. Then I went into the presence of God, and there I got a perspective. I saw what their end is. And he wasn't discouraged anymore. And sometimes what happens is we get mired in the concerns, you know, of the day. what's going to happen today? What's going to happen next week? And I'm just as guilty. And the apostle just encourages us to set our minds, to get an adjustment to things above. Because that's where it really counts. That's what really counts. Our life is hid with Christ in God. Everything that God has done for us in grace, it's centered in that man at his right hand. Christ our life. And so he says, you know what? Start to think more about that. Start to set your mind and your affections on those things that are above, so that you might gain the right perspective with how to see the things that are right here. And he reminds us that we're dead. In our discussions today, and in our discussions, you know, in any Bible reading, we're always going to be confronted with the reality that we sometimes forget that we are dead men. And very often, dead men start to talk and start to act and start to move. I tell you, if we really went into a funeral home and you start seeing dead men move, you'd get very much spooked. But you know what? In the spiritual realm, why don't we think that way? Why don't we think that way when my flesh gets incensed and I get an attitude because what someone said or what someone did I realize it's like a dead man moving? He says, you are dead. Our life is hid with Christ in God. Everything that we've been talking about today starts with what the Lord has done for us in grace. He saves us. He calls us. He's instructing us. He's sanctifying us. And he's preparing us to be in his presence. And that's the end game, right? In verse 4, when Christ, our life, shall appear. You see, Christ says, I'm going away. Don't be discouraged because I'm coming again. And I'm coming again. And it says here that he's coming in glory. We look at the world and we look at the circumstances in the world and we can get severely discouraged. We can look at the political landscape of our own country and be discouraged. We can look at the global economic crises that are looming. And if we don't have a perspective that says we anticipate a day and look forward to a day when the Son of God shall come and put his foot on that mount and indeed correct all the ills that impact this planet. It says that we're to look forward. And we're to anticipate that. That we don't get discouraged and mired by the conditions. Because we know what the end game is. The end game is that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord is going to cover this world like the waters cover the sea. Things are going to come back into harmony during that day when the Lord shall appear in great glory. I remember a long time ago, I was walking through the streets of Harlem in New York City. I was just like discouraged. Abandoned buildings here. Can't see those buildings now, incidentally. If you go there, all of those dead abandoned buildings are now very high, expensive, regentrified housing. Amen. But I was walking through and I said, man, look at this. And that scripture came to me. How the Lord, when he comes, he will set all things to right. How do we maintain a perspective in the midst of the calamitous conditions in which we live? How do I maintain a perspective when I'm going through my own personal trial? We've had today the opportunity to have our perspectives adjusted, to look to the one who is at the right hand of the majesty on high, and to commit and to give my mind and my affections to him, because I know what the end game is. It's when he comes in great glory. Amen.